What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button. Let's get into the video.
What kind of question is this?
I didn't ask.
Mothers and fathers, we don't talk about this.
Ma, ¿cuánta gente tú has dormido con?
Yeah, a lot of women clear off their whole slate by just going to another geographical location. It works every time. Well, with the internet, their history is going to follow them. But women don't think that far in advance, so they're not thinking about that. But for the women who didn't do their dirt online, yeah, all they got to do is go to a different city, different state. And if they hold it up too much in the whole country, they just go to a different country. And then when someone asks her how many guys she had sex with, she'll use her new country count, not her count in her whole life. Before we get back into the videos, did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. Subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video, and I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to help fight censorship and support my content, be sure to join my community on locals.com, link below. Be sure to like and make sure you comment, it really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get back into the video.
So I was at this party last night with some friends, and this guy comes up to me and he says, "You're so beautiful, can I have your number?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Oh, playing hard to get." And I said, "No, I'm simply not interested in you." And he said, "Why can't you just be nice and give me your number?" And I said, "Why did I think of that? I changed my mind all of a sudden. Of course you can have my number."
Women aren't nice. Whoever told you that lied to you. Whatever movie told you that lied to you. Women will act nice when it benefit them, but when it doesn't, they don't give a shit about being nice.
"Let me put it in your phone for you." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yes, but it might take a couple minutes because I'm a little drunk." And he said, "Take your time." Good thing I wasn't drunk because I was able to find his Venmo app right away. So I put my phone number in there and suddenly I'm $5,000 richer. And I'm wondering, how on earth did that happen? Did I do that? Yes.
Yeah, but if it was a guy doing something like that, he would have got his ass beat. These are the type of things you can get away with when you got tits. Now, I don't know what happened. Maybe she'll tell us, maybe she won't. But I'm pretty sure she didn't get her ass beat.
I know I wasn't entitled to, and he definitely would have said no, but I took it anyway. I guess I just can't seem to take no for an answer.
Where did all the good men go?
You want to know where all the good guys are gone, huh? I'll tell you where they're gone. But you better hold on to your butts, because I'm going to hit you with some truth that some of y'all ain't ready for. And I say this, and I'm telling you this, because I had to listen to a friend of mine the other night that is a good example of this. The good guys are still there. They just don't care anymore. They're tired of putting themselves out there to be crushed. Now, I know it happens to men and women, but nowadays it's happening more and more to the good guys, and I'm tired of it. Good example, friend of mine, longtime friend of mine.
Just to let you know, fellas, nobody gives a fuck if you're a good guy. Men don't give a fuck if you're a good guy. Women don't give a fuck if you're a good guy. Actually, good guys get treated the worst in this world, and it's probably always going to be like that. Not to be a pessimist, but it just is what it is. I'm not saying to not be a good guy, because if you're truly a good guy, you're going to be one regardless. But don't expect anything for being a good guy. You actually probably would get better results for being a piece of shit and an asshole and having no empathy, no heart, just doing whatever you need to do to get what you want. Shitting on whoever you got to shit on to get what you want or feel how you want to feel. But words of encouragement, stay good, fellas. Stay good. Even if the world don't appreciate it, which they don't. Rare Breed appreciate it. If that means anything to you.
Calls me the other night crying. Hysteric. And it took me forever to calm him down. And I asked him what happened. He said, well, he met a girl on TikTok. And everything was going great. They were talking for 3 months. A little bit of a long distance relationship. But he said everything was great. Everything they believed in was the same. I mean, it seemed like that perfect relationship. And after 3 months, he finally said, hey, I want to take you on a date. I will drive up there and take you on a date. She goes, you know what? That would be great, but you would do that for me? And he's like, yeah. I'm not asking to go sleep with you.
Okay, already I know this guy that he's talking about doesn't do well with women. And he's kind of tone deaf with what's going on these days with women. If you're meeting females on TikTok, you should assume that they're talking to 50 other guys. And you should assume that she's going to waste your time and just drag you along, especially if it's long distance. But these are the licks that men must take to grow and be better. So as much as this situation probably hurt that guy, it's going to make him a better man in the long run.
Ask her to stay the night at your apartment. I just want to come take you on a date. Leave it at that. If we're still good after that, then hey, maybe we got something. He takes off of work, drives all the way up there. And she ghosted him.
I could have called that.
Out of the blue, ghosted him. Blocked him like she never even existed.
Yeah, that was her test for him. If this simp, punk, bitch-ass motherfucker actually drive up here, I don't think that about the young man. But that's what she was thinking. If he drive all the way up here, wherever that was, just to take me on a date and he never even see me in person, oh, nah, he's not alpha at all. He's not masculine at all. He's not high value at all. He must not have any other options. So yeah, she's like, oh no, I don't want nothing to do with this guy. And blocked him. It makes total sense when you know about female nature.
So I went out on a Tinder date the other day. Starts good. Dinner's good. We even decide to go watch a movie at his house after. And a little sexy time happens. We're not against sexy time. We like sexy time. So sexy time usually makes you hungry. And we decide to get tacos. So I hop in the car and I look over at homeboy who's on his phone. I'm thinking he's going to pick a slow jam for us to go get our munch on. And no, he's got Tinder open and he's matching with chicks and...
Right, you're a whore. You just a one-night stand. You're not special. You didn't put yourself in a position to be treated special. You know, he took you out, you went back, you fucked him. Y'all about to go get something to eat. He probably drop you off and go get with another chick. That's the position you put yourself in. Stop having good girl expectations when you a hoe. Hoes don't get treated like good girls.
Responding to girls he's already matched with. I'm no expert, but I kind of think you should wait till a girl you've just hooked up with, one, leaves your house, two, leaves your car, before you start scouting out your next conquest.
Okay, men, this is for you. Shoot your fucking shot. Shoot the fuck out that shot. And if you miss, shoot the fuck again, okay? Because a lot of you could be pulling women way out of your league. A lot of women date down, okay? I know a ton of women who would take a 6 or a 7 with some swag and a solid personality over an airhead ass 10 any day.
Well, she'll do that after she's been ran through by 100 of those 9 or 10 airhead guys. So I would never want to fuck with a chick who feels like she's settling or she says something that kind of exposes herself that she thinks she's settling for me. No, thank you. One thing I'll say, fellas, if you go after a woman these days for a relationship, make sure she is the opposite of everything that these modern women embody. Make sure she is the complete opposite and judge the fuck out of her past because it's the best predictor of the future.
When I was 19, this girl I was talking to was like, oh, I love this restaurant. I love the food there. So I was like, okay, bet I'll take you. And I ain't never been to a fancy restaurant before. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, the most I'm going to spend is like 150 beans, right? So we get to the restaurant. I see the menu. I immediately look at my bank account. I said, okay, as long as her and I just order food, we good. Shorty ordered 2 desserts. Yo, I got the bill back. Dessert was busting my pockets, gang. So immediately.
Look, I tell a bitch up front, look, this is what I got to spend. This is what we spending. Don't go over. When a woman really like you, you could say shit like that and she still like you. If she want to ghost you because you said that, then the bitch wasn't for you anyway.